This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة وسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was on his deathbed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, and on both sides of Abu Talib were two of his very close friends, Abu Jahl and Abdullah bin Umayyah. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is begging his uncle to say, La ilaha illallah, my uncle, please say La ilaha illallah so I can intercede for you on the day of judgment and save you from the hellfire. My uncle, please say it. And on the other side, his evil friends whispering over his ears, أترغب عن ملة عبد المطلب? You want to leave and abandon the religion of your father Abd al-Muttalib? So from one side Rasulullah is telling him to say the Shahada, and from the other side the friends are saying, no, how could you leave the deen you grew up practicing? And unfortunately Abu Talib's last words, Ala deeni Abd al-Muttalib. I am on the deen of my father Abd al-Muttalib. And he passed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he loves him so much, and we all know that, he said, Sa'astaghfiru lak. I'm gonna keep making istighfar for you. I'm gonna keep begging Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you. And Allah Azza wa Jal revealed, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. Neither Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nor the companions with him or the believers are allowed to make istighfar to a mushrik, to a person who died as a non-Muslim, even if they are their relatives, after they have known clearly that they are from the people of the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, today we will be discussing a relationship. And this relationship will either lead us to the pits of the hellfire, or it will lead us to be sitting on pulpits of nur, of light, around the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the two extremes. Friendship. And I chose this topic because many of my young brothers and sisters, either they have started school or they're about to start school, and they will be exposed to many new people that they have to choose who will be their companion. As we have seen, the friends of Abu Talib did not just ruin his dunya, they ruined his akhirah. So this is not a joke. As we have seen from this example, an evil friend, an evil companion can lead someone to the hellfire. Even though on the other side, the one who's reminding him is the best man ever created and did not benefit him. Not a sheikh, not an imam, Sayyid al-Mursaleen is telling him, say la ilaha illallah, and the friends led him to say the words of kufr and to be the last words he uttered. Or we could be from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the example he said, Al-Mutahabin, the people who love one another for the sake of Allah, they will be on the day of judgment sitting on pulpits of light around the arsh. Yaghbituhum. Imagine, the prophets and the martyrs will look and say, who are these people? Who are these lucky people? Subhanallah, may Allah make us all among them. Just like the Arabic proverb says, As-sahib, sahib. As-sahib, sahib. The companion pulls. Those two guys pulled him to the hellfire. Your friend will pull you either towards Allah or towards the shaitan. He will pull you, she will pull you either to the masajid and to the obedience of Allah or to the other one. My brothers and sisters, ask anyone who got addicted to alcohol, to pornography, to drugs, to smoking, to vaping. Ask him, how did you start? He will tell you, it was a friend who told me to try it once. It was a friend who told me you're not cool if you don't try it. And then from there it is downhill. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in a hadith, straightforward, the person was on the path of his best friend. So check, who is your best friend? Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. You are on the path, like they say in Arabic, قُلْ لِمَنْ تُعَاشِرْ أَقُلْ لَكَ مَنْ أَنْتَ. Tell me who are your friends, I'll tell you who you are. There's no way you accompany people who constantly curse, constantly use those four-letter words. And if it's not bothering you, then you're gonna be using them yourself. Otherwise, you should be irritated and feeling like, I don't belong here. Either you ask them to stop or you have to pull yourself out. If you feel that you're fitting in, then there's a problem. You are on the deen, on the path of your best friend. So check who's your best friend. My brothers and sisters, on the day of judgment, there will be two groups. Subhanallah. Al-akhilla yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. Al-akhilla, plural of khalil. Al-akhilla is plural of khalil. Khalil is not just a friend. Sahib is a friend, sadiq is a friend, rafiq is a friend, zamil is a friend, but khalil is best friend. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allahu Akbar, what an honor for Ibrahim. Khalil is best friend. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying and telling us, the best friends, not your buddy that you just said hello once to, your best friend on the day of judgment will become your worst enemy. He is the one Ya Allah, he's the one who taught me how to smoke. He's the one who took me to that bar. He's the one who led me to practice this. He's the one who taught me about the contracts with riba. He's the one, Ya Allah. They start fighting and arguing. Illa, except if your best friend is a muttaqi, if your best friend have taqwa, if your best friend is a righteous person, then completely different story. Completely different story that will bring us to the other group. And I want you, before I mention the hadith, I want you to remember and think about this. You enter Jannah. May Allah make us all from the people of Jannah. Ya Allah, I beg you with the best of your names for everybody who's here and everybody who's watching us and their parents and their families. Ya Allah, grant us the highest place in Jannah. So Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that me and you from the people of Jannah. And I went in and I'm so excited and I'm enjoying the mansions and the rivers and the pearls and the fruits and the everything in Jannah. And then, where's my buddy? Ya Allah, where's my friend? He was my best friend. There's no other choice. There's no other choice. It's either Jannah or Nar. So the hadith said, they will go to Allah, listen carefully, the people will go to Allah and say, Ya Allah, كانوا يصلون معنا ويصومون معنا ويعملون معنا. Ya Allah, they used to pray with us. He used to be next to me in Fajr. He used to fast with us on Monday and Thursday. He used to go with us to the janazas. He used to go visit the sick. Ya Allah, they used to be always with us, but they're not here. So that means, Ya Allah, they're in the other place. Ya Allah, can we give us the permission? إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ. You have to get permission. Can I, Ya Allah, intercede for them and take them out from the hellfire? And you will get the permission from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah would say, go and take them out from the hellfire. Now the question is, do I have somebody in my life right now that will check that I'm missing? That person that came to your mind right now, stick to that guy. Love that guy. Cherish that guy. The person that you thought of right now, when I said, do you have somebody that will get you out of the hellfire? That guy, it is the guy. That is the sister. But imagine all my friends are into music and clubs and this and that and Instagram and all day long, that's all they do. And I look in Jahannam, they're all here. Who's going to ask for me? Who's going to ask for me? Who's going to intercede for me? This is the question we can ask now. It's too late there. It's too late. You cannot call somebody from the Jannah and tell him, listen, you remember? No, it's too late. They will ask by name to be taken out from the hellfire. We don't want to be from the people whom Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan when he said, there will be people who would say, listen, please lend me your heart. Ya waylata. Allah is telling us, look at the greatness and the rahmah of Allah. Allah is telling us, there will be people who would say, Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalil. Woe to me. I wish I did not take him as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. I was righteous. I used to be from the people of the masajid. He kept on whispering and whispering and whispering till he get me out. I got the dhikr. I was from the people of the masajid. And he took me astray. I wish I did not take him as my friend. I don't want to be from these people. I don't want to be among these people. Allah mentioned these people, they exist, they will be there. What are the characteristics of a good friend? quickly. He or she, number one, they are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. And they stay away from what Allah has prohibited to the best of their ability. When you see them, they remind you of Allah. They rejoice for your success. They are saddened because you are sad. They overlook your shortcomings. They do not pick and search for a fault in you. They defend you in your absence. They will give you 70 excuses before they think that you had an ill intention. They never remind you of the favors they have done to you. They conceal your faults. They themselves are generous, kind, loving, caring, courteous. Again, that person that came to your mind right now, love him, cherish him, make sure you do everything possible to stay friends with them. My brothers and sisters, friends in general affect three things. They affect our relationship with Allah, they affect our relationship with others, and they affect our future. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Please can come forward. There's brothers are standing in the back. Move forward, please. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. A man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked a question. He said, Ya Rasulullah, متى الساعة? When is the hour? When is the day of judgment? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered the question with a question. This is the wisdom of da'wah. He said, what does it matter? He said, what did you prepare? What does it matter if it's tomorrow or the day after 700 years? What have you prepared for it? Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? Rasulullah ﷺ answered right away, مَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا? What have you prepared for it? So the man said, Allah, Ya Rasulullah, to be honest with you, not much. I don't want anybody to think here that not much in it. He doesn't pray, he doesn't... No, no. Not much means he doesn't do extra ibadat. Not much. But I love Allah and I love His Messenger. What does that mean? Because I love Allah, I obey Allah. And because I love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I obey Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's it. I love Allah and I love His Messenger. What did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? فَإِنَّكَ مَعْ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You will be on the day of judgment with the people you love. Anas, narrator of the hadith, he said, after taking the shahada, after becoming a Muslim, that was the most beautiful words I ever heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I love Abu Bakr, and I love Umar, and I beg Allah to make me among them on the day of judgment. So, my brothers and sisters, ponder upon this hadith and ask yourself, especially my young brothers and sisters, who do you love? You love Beyonce, you will be with her. You love Britney Spears, you will be with her. You love all these people who are going crazy with actors and whatever, you will be with them. You love Abu Hanifa, you will be with him. You love the Shafi'i, you will be with him. You love Abu Bakr, you will be with him. You love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be with him. You can fake and tell us whatever we want to hear whom you love. But you know, who do you love? You know, who do you love? And this hadith is 100%, it's in Bukhari and Muslim. You are with whom you love. Who do you love? Who do you love? This is the question I want every single one of us to leave today with and think. And think and start putting your priorities in order. Check the list. This guy has to go. You're about to go back to school and you're going to see people that you want to be their friend, and the shaitan is going to whisper, look at these people. Look at the fun that they're having. Look how many girls are surrounding them. These are the people you want to be with. Check. Stop. Ask yourself, are these people going to bring me closer to Allah? Or are they going to keep me away from Allah Azza wa Jalla? And that applies to everybody. In your hospital, in your clinic, in your offices, in your places of work. First you are joined and say, no way I will go to the happy hour. Then all of a sudden, slowly, and yeah, it's okay. Now you are the happy guy. Be careful. We are human beings. Our name is Insan, from Uns. Insan is from Uns, that we love to socialize. We love to socialize. We love. It's in our name. It's in my name. We love to socialize. We need people around us. So the people around us will decide. Imagine, they will decide our destiny in this dunya and in the akhirah. You are with whom you love. So my brothers and sisters, beg Allah Azza wa Jal for good companionship. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal for good companionship for you. And I beg you to beg Allah for good companions for your daughters and for your sons. One friend. That's all it takes to ruin 16, 18, 20 years of work. One friend. One friend. Don't say he's too young, she's too young, it's okay. No. These are the ones you have to concentrate on, their friends. How many times many of us here in their 30s, 40s, 50s, oh brother, I'll introduce you to my brother Ahmed. He's my childhood friend, right? We all have that guy. So who's that guy going to be to your son or to your daughter? May Allah surround them with righteous company that will lead them to Jannah. May Allah surround our children with righteous company that will remind them of Allah Azza wa Jal. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. الله يا رب يا مغيث أغث إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Keep space for him, Joe. Make space for him. Oh, okay. Please move from the hallway and the two rooms and fill up the main hall, please. Look down, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, heels on the line. Turn off your cell phones.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Heels on the line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just want to remind everybody that inshallah ta'ala the sadaqah on Friday is better than the sadaqah on any other day. So on your way out, please support our masjid inshallah. And second, I will be going to Umrah on October from 7 to 17, 9 nights. Anybody who's interested to join me, I think I saw there's only 10 spots left. Please, if you're interested, join right away. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.